along on a Monday as I don't think that the NFL and Bleacher Report knew the definition of a dark horse, right? Like, a dark horse for sexiest body at this station would be Jay Binkley, and that's not a shot at Jay Binkley, but there might be people that like, you know, the big man, right?
There's juice all over the place.
They want the big bear and Jay Binkley. It'd be a dark horse to see that many people, you know, gold. He's taking selfies at the gym looking tough, you know, right in there. You know, gold.
Is he posting selfies from the gym?
Come on now. I don't lie, dude. I told you this before.
Yeah, he spends the month making fun of Drew for it, and then once he starts working out, you see him in the gym all the time.
But they're not shirtless. They're not shirtless.
But okay.
And I'm not married.
Yeah, which is irrelevant.
What does that have to do with anything?
Yes. All these semantics.
I didn't realize there was a list.
Yeah. Oh my, yeah. The guy posting the gym photo. I understand it's motivation for you, but there should be a private place where you can do that.
It's called your private story. You can make it private.
You can.
You sure can.
Yeah. Then do it. Make it your private story. You know, okay, I see that picture. Yeah. Okay. All right. I see. But he's not shirtless.
He's rocked up. He's thick.
No, but he's serious. Yeah.
Good. He should be.
Hair's
good for
gelled.
Him. Yeah.
That's great.
I'm glad he's getting in the gym. Yeah. He does look a little bit more like of a solid unit.
Yep.
But Gold would not be a dark horse for like guy that you'd want to date, right? Like that'd be like one of the obvious ones. Single, good looking, confident, popular, can't go out to eat. Doesn't want to be noticed,
right?
So the dark horses in this article from Bleacher Report are the Green Bay Packers, the Houston Texans.
Not a dark horse at all.
And the Minnesota Vikings. Now, the Minnesota Vikings do make sense. That's a dark horse,
that
right?
That is a dark horse.
That's Kyler Murray. That is, can they get back to the level of play that they have? They went and got Jordan. They have Jordan Addison. They went and got Juwan Jennings. They have, of course, Justin Jefferson. And they went and got Kyler Murray. So that'd be a dark horse. So you ask, you know, who's our dark horses this year? And, you know, I'm kind of like Mac. I mean, I don't really hate, you know, maybe going with the team that he goes with, but the Texans being a dark horse is kind of odd to me because they were a really good team last year with that
defense.
They were
a divisional playoff.
That's right. They just got to get things figured out with their quarterback, which, you know, whatever that could be, but
they're tied for the fifth best odds, by the way. Texans. Tied for fifth.
Fifth best odds to win the Super Bowl or to go to the... Okay, to win the Super Bowl. That is not a dark horse.
Can you ask me where Dallas Cowboys are?
They're tied with the Packers 20-1. They're middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack.
So
I'm surprised.
Maybe the Packers could be a dark horse.
Yeah.
Or a... You know,
yeah. So, seven. They're tied for the eighth best odds, and again, there's probably half the league right there.
Yeah, the Packers. Let's talk about them for a second as kind of a dark horse. They're probably the third most talked about team right now in the NFC Central. Right, obviously everybody's in love with the Bears and what they're doing. Kyler
NFC
Murray.
North.
Yeah, what did I say? AFC, NFC
Central,
whatever it is. The Bears. Obviously, everybody loves them. Everybody. Kyler thinks the Vikings are going to be back. People love KOC as the head coach there. The Lions, nobody's really talking about this year. And then Green Bay is kind of that third team in the NFC North. And so when you look at the Packers, dark horse, I guess, I mean, they're probably the third best team, allegedly, in their own division maybe right now. Maybe the second best team, depending on how you look at the Vikings. And so I think right now, yeah, I think it's okay to say the Packers are a dark horse. I just don't think they're a Phoenix Cardinal dark horse type thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think... And if it makes me sound contradicting, I think Dallas would be my dark horse.
Yeah.
Every year, everybody says, you know, Dallas Super Bowl is what they want like 35, 40 years ago when it was. But why not Dallas, right? Would that not turn the NFL upside down on its head? I mean, the Knicks won the NBA title, and no one had that on their bingo card this year.
Mm-hmm.
I say no one. There's probably a few people like, well, the Knicks are, you know, if they can get it together, and Kat and Brunson and OG can all get on the same page, and they can, you know, get Mike Brown's expertise and move forward in the playoffs, and then we saw the Knicks win the NBA final in five games.
And that was squinting real hard, carrying the one, you know, doing long division and all that kind of stuff, and they still won.
And I mean, you know, I think Dallas has the pieces. I thought the draft, they went out and got young defense of, you know, personnel. Why not, you know, Jerry Jones? That's going to get the NFL moving. That's going to get people talking. That's going to have that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Dak is always just kind of scrutinized because the fact he plays for Dallas, the fact that Dallas is like everybody's favorite, like puppet to mock. And they do have CeeDee Lamb. They do have George Pickens. They do have Jake Ferguson. They have a lot of offensive weapons that have been good for a couple of years now, and now they have sprinkled in young, talented defensive players, which is where they went picks one and two in the draft this year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe the Micah Parsons trade does end up working. And I think that if you look at what Dallas can do, that division is always a, you know, a Montreal screw job, if you want to throw back a reference from the WWF back in the day. But I don't know what Philadelphia is going to do. I sure as hell know what Washington's going to do.
Yep.
And then you have, you know, the Giants, who, good hell almighty, I don't know if Jackson Dark is down the blue tent.
Every time he gets hit, are they going to take him to the tent now?
I don't know. And then they showed Cam Scatterby running routes before the game, and that leg doesn't look like it's
Yeah, but then he
ready.
Goes out in the game and plays and does just fine. See, yeah. that tweet by the other guy, Dove, is like, oh, yeah. Look at this guy. Did you watch the game, Dove? Because you posted those highlights after he went out in the game and did just fine.
I just watched the cut move, and the leg did not look like it was fully, like, planting like a normal NFL football player's leg should. But I look at Dallas, I think of what their offense can be. I look at what maybe they could do in the NFC East. Now, again, I don't know if they can compete with the Rams yet, but I think if I'm picking a dark horse, why not let it be Dallas? Yeah. I'm not a Dallas fan, but they have probably the most annoying fan base in football. They have the most annoying legacy in football, but, you know, they make people have conversations. And if Dallas is good, then it makes this show a lot more fun. It makes the NFL a lot more fun, because then we get to get into the playoff system and be like, can they actually do this? Can they actually get back to where they want to get to? And why not have Jerry Jones piss people off before he's got just a few years left?
Yeah, no, Dallas, it's good for the NFL. Absolutely. Dallas being good is a good, but Dallas just being relevant is a good thing, right? They can, then that's what they've done for all these years. They've been a relevant average team that has, you know, captivated America with all their nonsense. My dark horse is New Orleans because, oh my God, they're not supposed to win anything. That to me is a dark horse, not Minnesota or Houston or Green Bay or somebody like that that's kind of on the fringe of things. New Orleans, I don't think anybody thinks they can do anything this year, so why not go with a team that really is a dark horse that doesn't have any expectations? So that's where I go, New Orleans on this one.
Yeah, they could be a breakout offense for sure. They could be one of the this year's Colts sort of thing with as far as offense is concerned. Maybe not the whole team and the record, but yeah, I mean, Kellen Moore is going to... He was the Packers offensive coordinator or the Cowboys offensive coordinator when they led the league in points. He was the offensive coordinator when the Eagles won the Super Bowl and they had that great offense. He's now 9 years calling plays and a head coach second year. I think he's proven himself. So I'm with you on that. And I'm big hot on the Cowboys, big time hot on the Cowboys. I think they're going to have a great defense. I actually think they're going to be able to get to the quarterback. And they've had a top five offense every year for the last 5 years, seemingly. I'll go the Jags. I'll go the Jaguars. They were great last year. They won 13 games. Now no one's talking about them. It doesn't make sense. They're 30-1 odds. They're two spots below the Cowboys at 20-1. And yeah, I think the Trevor Lawrence is getting better and better. Is he elite? No. Could he be top 10 this year? Absolutely, yes. They've got Brian Thomas Jr., who had a down year last year, and they were still able to score points. Parker Washington is a number one. Well, he's a 1B. He's one of the best number twos. And yeah, they're going to be able to run the football as they always do with Tootin and guys. So yeah, and the defense will see. But yeah, I'd go with the Jags. I think we talk about the Colts and the Texans. I think the Jags might win that division.
You know, in a division that nobody cares about, that's a very interesting
Not
division.
Anymore.
It may be one of the more compelling divisions out there right now. But like, you hear the teams and you're just like, they don't really move the needle, right?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of history. There's not a lot of sizzle. There's not a lot of substance there. They're just teams, right? But this year, I mean, the Colts could be pretty good. The Texans can be good. The Jags could be good. You know, there's a lot of teams out there. And then there's the Titans, which have, I mean, they're turning it around. New coach, young rookie quarterback. And so you've got that as well. That's kind of a compelling division, I'll be honest with you.
Very compelling.
They may beat up each other and everybody goes 9-7 or something like that, you know?
Coming up on the other side, it's not an I told you so or me taking a victory lap. It's just the reality of what you're going to have in Kansas City for the next 10 years. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Jaden Candy, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.